Now back to the Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTonya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we appreciate you on this morning. We already have a call. Go ahead, caller.
You know, it's interesting you guys are talking about relationships. I'm currently in the dating scene out here. Mm-hmm. I'm established, a homeowner, a very good job, and God has blessed me immensely. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to my sisters always say they want a godly man and they want that man that can lead. Mm-hmm. But what I find out here in this dating scene is that women say they want a man that can lead, but then when they mix in all the trauma from the past relationships, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to be receptive to somebody who's actually trying to be there mentally, physically, and spiritually, mm-hmm. then the communication factor becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. Because you want to be there. You want to be able to give them that quality time, let them debrief when they get off work, mm-hmm. and pay attention to the little things and the needs, opening the doors, praying with them, walking with them. But a lot of times what you run into is, I want to lead and I want to get what I can get. And then when they realize you got a nice home, a nice car, it's about, let me get you before I get them. And it's like, well, where does that come from?
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is where I was going to go next. Thank you, caller. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Okay.
So that's when I say that people need to do their own self-evaluation. That's why it's so important, because you got to understand when people like you, when men like you come around and you are like a true leader who knows himself, who loves himself, it's not, I don't want to use the word intimidation. You got to understand a lot of people have never seen that before. So they get scared with people like you because you're bringing something to them that they've never seen before. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to react to that because they're used to being in relationships where they either had to lead or they got dogged or whatever the case may be. And it's, you got to think, we have seen, although one of the things I always ask people initially too is, tell me, name five good example of couples that you have. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the hardest questions for them to answer. Mm-hmm. That's one of the hardest questions for them to answer. So men like you, people think that they're a rarity, but there's a lot of men like you, but you all get frustrated because women who do not know how to deal with you. So then they begin to self-sabotage or whatever. They sabotage the relationship, whether they want you or not, because they don't know how to love properly. They've never experienced loving properly or someone respecting them and really wanting to be involved. So this is an ongoing issue, you know, and it takes a lot of communication and it takes a lot of patience from someone like you.
I'm with you. I respect that wholeheartedly. And this is kind of where I'm at, because I get to the point where, okay, sure, I have all these wonderful things. I'm established. You know, I'm pulling six figures or whatever. And to me, none of that matters. To me, my biggest thing is, if you can be respectful, love God, and be my peace,
right.
Everything else got to add to us. Mm-hmm. And the hardest thing I deal with on a daily basis when I'm in this dating scene is like, well, this is what I'm used to. And when somebody, I think you learn the most when you have to have a disagreement and learn how they argue. Mm-hmm. Do they throw things? Do they walk away? Do mm-hmm. they fight or flight? Mm-hmm. And that's where you come into the issue saying, listen, we ain't got to do all that. I'm dating with a purpose because of where I'm at in life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
And I want you to calm down. Understand I'm here to pay attention to your needs so I can give you the best of me. Mm-hmm. Because if I can get you to get out of that old mentality of what you've been through to be receptive to what I'm trying to offer you, mm-hmm. I will compromise all day, but just be my peace, be respectful, and love God.
Mm-hmm. You know what I need
That's
you
to ask for?
I know mm-hmm. what I need you to do. I'm actually really putting together a panel. And I would love for you to be on. I don't know who you are, but I need you. So when this show is over at 10 o'clock, I need you to call back so me and you could talk, because I would love to sit on the panel. Because what I'm realizing is people have to be taught. Because, you know, like the previous caller, he called and he talked about the examples that we have out there or whatever. We need to start teaching people. That's one of the reasons why I started my business, because I do a couple different things. Mm. But I got tired of seeing what I was seeing. And I was like, you know, sometimes you got to reteach people because they don't know or whatever. I was one of those people who didn't know. And then I just started doing research. I started doing a lot of stuff because I was at one time one of those angry chicks. You know what I mean? Because of my past experience and stuff. And I realized I want peace. I want love and everything. So what does it look like? You know, I didn't have the real I didn't have the real examples and stuff. So I was like, okay, what does it look like? You know, and stuff. And so I would love to talk to you off air. And ladies, y'all are listening. So when we start talking about this and we start promoting this stuff, understand that we are going to be having men out there who really have something to say. And we have to listen. And that's a big problem. We don't communicate and we don't listen. It's okay. I'm scared. It's okay. It's like, I don't know how to be in this relationship. Teach me to love. That's why Music Soul Child made the song. Teach me how to love. I know one thing. I know that I want you, and you know that you want me. We are two different people. We come from different backgrounds, possibly. But if we have that same, that's how relationships works. I want you. You want me. I'm okay with bettering me. I need you to better you. Let's do this together. All that other stuff. This is what I do, sir. This is what I do on a normal basis. So please call back.
I respect it. I will definitely do that. Okay. I've had good men pour into me. Namely my father, but being an Omega man, it just makes my heart flutter when I learn how to give back. And it's big to me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So we appreciate you,
thank
sir.
Thank you for
I'll
calling.
Call you guys back, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more of The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas on 104.7 KTOY.
In Arkansas, cancers of the lung, breast, prostate, and colon are the leading cause of cancer deaths. Yet simple screenings can save lives, helping doctors find and treat cancer early. If you have a family history of cancer, you need to start screenings even earlier, because cancer screenings can never come too soon, only too late. To learn more, visit cancer.uams.edu. Sponsored by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and UAMS.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DOLLAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code DOLLAR. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DOLLAR for 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DOLLAR.
Transform your thinking. Transform your life. Transform your destiny at Transformation Center International in Texarkana. If you've ever wondered why you're here, what your purpose in life is, or who you really are, discover the answers and enjoy life as it is meant to be lived. Transformation Center International is your life center. Join Apostle Dennis Cook as he goes word to uncover the message that God wants to give to you. Every week, you discover valuable lessons and insights to help you find more fulfillment in the journey of life. Hear from Apostle Dennis Cook each week at Transformation Center International. Sunday mornings at 9, Wednesday evenings at 7, and on the first Sunday evening of every month, come to the Empowerment Service at 6:30. Transformation Center International, your life center, where you'll find life and life more abundantly. It's at 1111 Hazel Street in Texarkana, Texas. Call 903-280-1051.
Now back to The Sunday Show with Mark White and LaTanya Michelle. Brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're certainly glad to have you, as always, with us on The Sunday Show. I want to take this opportunity to thank Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas, for all that they do to help people get into these new homes. For those of you who are interested in investment properties, you know, Village Communities is there for you. They're there to help everybody out, so we certainly appreciate their sponsorship as well as everything they do in the community. We are having an outstanding conversation this morning about relationships, and we're appreciate everyone who's calling. Yes. And if you want to call, please, 903-794-1047. We definitely want to hear from you. Let's keep on going, Latonya. Let's do this thing.
I'm going to touch real quickly on dating apps.
Dating apps. Okay.
I just want to touch on that really quickly.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people that's out there on dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I knock those. Mm-hmm. Not that I knock dating apps at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful.
What's dating apps?
What are dating apps?
Dating apps. See, there are people out here who don't know what dating apps are.
Dating apps. Okay.
I didn't say I didn't know. I'm just saying there's some folks who don't know.
Dating apps is like Facebook dating.
Uh-huh.
They have some called Tag, POF. It's where you go put your own profile up,
mm-hmm.
And you tell people exactly.
eHarmony
and all of that. You tell people kind of brief description of you. Of course, you put your favorite pictures up there, the ones that you look perfect up there and stuff. And then you tell people what you want them to know,
right,
or whatever. And you have to realize that other people are doing the same thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of couples who have met through these dating apps.
Yes.
And so I'm not knocking them. All I'm saying is be careful,
mm-hmm.
because just like social media,
anonymity works for them, and it's not always what it's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm. My most concern is the safety for it.
Mm-hmm.
The safety. I myself have encountered some very dangerous stuff or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And I'm stressing more than ever now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you feel like sometimes, where there's no other people that's here to date that you're interested in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. I think that, I just moved back to Texarkana. I've been here, a few months or whatever.
Right.
I think Texarkana probably has a lot of great single people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in the house.
Right.
They're just in the house thinking there's no other single people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case, because I talk to all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that person that's at Texas Roadhouse. I'm talking, where are you from? Oh, I'm here from Red River and stuff like that. Are you single? Yeah, I'm single. And I'm just making a list of people. Like, I'm just going to start doing these events because these people need to meet these people, because I hear people saying that there's nobody, mm-hmm. but there's people.
There are people.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not taking away from the dating apps,
mm-hmm.
but understand that you can put anything you want on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into my story, but if you go to my site, you can read the story. But I've had an encounter with a serial killer,
mm-hmm.
on a dating app,
mm-hmm.
where I thought that I actually met the man and everything, and I actually thought that he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually told me there was two opportunities that I was out with you where I could have killed you.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. But thank God for your personality. I was interested in you, and there was something stubborn about you that where I'm telling you, let's go for a walk, and you were like, no, because I'm always protected. Let me just say that, mm-hmm. part. Spiritually, I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just want, but he looked like the regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
He presented himself like he was the regular six,
mm-hmm.
figure.
Mm-hmm.
He had he came out of an apartment complex that was high class. He, mm-hmm. fit the image of what I was into.
Expected.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, please, I'm going to always say, please be careful and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
If you can, not that someone that you meet face to face at the grocery store or whatever ain't full of crap either.
Right.
But start to do more research on people and take the time to listen and pay attention before you jump into,
mm-hmm.
let's sleep together. Because,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I understand we're all going to church, but still people are still sleeping around. And I'm all about honesty and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Or before you start, assuming, especially with women, let me say this. Women love to give men credit before they earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Make people earn their credit. Before you start giving people these good names and good titles, pay attention to them. Don't just say, oh, they're just a good person because they present themselves a certain way. Pay attention. Take the time to date. Take the time to pay attention and just don't do a lot of assuming. That's on that. If you guys have any questions, just you can call in. You can reach me. I have my website. It's Latonya Michelle. And you'll find out the other services that I do. I also have a magazine that's called Lovecology, LoveCholog.com. You can check that out. I know you got questions, Mark. Because you got those looks on your face.
Oh no! Well, my thing is, I think that everything that's being said, and even from the callers today, is really important.
It is.
It's very important, and it's got to be a level. And listen, in most cases, no matter what, communication has always been the breakdown.
That's the number one.
Okay, not being honest with each other.
Transparency.
Talking to one another is always going to be a problem. And so when, again, I can't say enough about what you said. Listen, self-analyzation first.
Yes.
Take care of that.
Yes. Communication.
Do you first. Make sure you get yourself straight. Then you'll be able to project out the image that you want to be able to project out, whether you're going to be pleasant, you'll be receptive, whether or not you see, like one of the gentlemen talking about, you know, when you open the door for a person, something like that, all of that stuff will be put aside.
Let me say something on that before you go. Let me say something. You know, sometimes people say when you take the time to love yourself, that's being selfish. That's not true.
No, that's not.
Let me say this. When you take the time to love yourself, mm-hmm. and it's not just saying I love myself, it's doing the work. It's doing the work of it's dealing with your triggers. It's dealing with your attitude. You got to go look through your past and take responsibility with the part that you played mm-hmm. or whatever and mm-hmm. stuff. And guess what? When you really do that, you're not able to just love yourself more. You're able to love other people more. That's
right.
Why it's important to do that.
Right.
The attitude is not even necessary mm-hmm. after that point because you don't even let people get to you mm-hmm. or whatever. You're able to be more considerate and more kind mm-hmm. when you take the time to love yourself. Mm-hmm. You're able to be a better parent. You're mm-hmm. able to be a better partner. You're able to be a better friend when you take the time to love yourself. And you got to face those demons in the mirror because they exist.
They exist.
We all have them. Yep. And just because you are working on yourself, you never stop working on yourself.
That's correct.
You never stop. You know, that's all a part of loving yourself. You just go up levels.
Right.
You know, so guess what? People can see that.
Yes.
People can see when you love yourself. Mm-hmm. You have like a light about you mm-hmm. and people are drawn to that.
Absolutely.
They want to be a part of you. Mm-hmm. You, when you start loving yourself, you will see those men coming at you or whatever. Men, when you start loving yourself, you're going to get attention.
Yep.
So you're not getting attention because you're not loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. And when you love yourself, you don't even need the attention.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need the validation because mm-hmm. you know who you are and you know who God created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you walk in the room, people are just like, oh my gosh, who is that?
Right.
And you just have to make sure that attitude matches what they see.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is about loving yourself. When you see those people that you see, you know, that you see like, ooh, I like how she vibes. Mm-hmm. That's why, because they've taken the time to love themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know I didn't went over.
No. You're doing good.
I just start preaching.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about my topic now.
It's all good. Hey, and that's what we want. Once again, you know, we appreciate it. We hope that we're giving you some information that you guys can use. And again, if you're interested in something that we're saying, we always want to hear from you, 903-794-1047. And listen, if you got something you'd like for us to talk about, give us a call. So, you know, we'll be glad to do that.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Now, on behalf of myself, Latonya Michelle, and
Mark White,
and all the great and wonderful people here at Texarkana Media Center, thank you for being our listeners and for being kind enough to tune into the Sunday show.
Remember, you're listening to KTOY 104.7 that cares about the quality of your life, the soul of the city.
In case you want to hear this show again, podcasts for this show and previous shows are available online at www.ktoyfm.com or Texarkana Media Center app KTOY.
And if you wanted to appear on the Sunday show, please contact myself on El Latanya at 903-276-1899. Listen, please keep in mind we prefer to schedule a guest a month in advance. But if you give us a call, we'll try to get you in as the best way we can. We try to do that for everybody that we come in contact with. Listen, we appreciate you. We love you. We always appreciate you tuning in. And we hope that you join us next week for the Sunday show. Please have a wonderful week.
Bye, everybody.
The Sunday Show on 104.7 KTOY has been brought to you by Village Communities of Texarkana, Texas. The Sunday Show will be back next Sunday morning from 9 to 10. If you have questions about the show or would like to be a guest, call Mark White, 903-276-1899. Or LaTanya Michelle, 404-429-1863.